Wow. Oh, tell you what. That is a pipe. Right there. A lot of people say that if they had a time machine, they go back to Egypt or some other place in time. I don't know. They'd go back to maybe 2010, right before I was a glassblower. I think I would go into the garage I was living in. I think I would sneak up behind myself. And while I was scraping a resin bowl and just bring this out and be like, dude, look what we make in the future. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 160 of the podcast. On today's episode, we got a few fun pieces on the table here. We have another minimalist tube, we have the recycling cavalier and stand, the new Bloop RBR, and the new 10mm micro honey jar recycler. Going to show off these pieces, talk about them today. I've had a lot of cool shit happen over the last couple weeks, from visits from comedians I'm a huge fan of, coming to our shop and chilling with us for the day, to like... Honestly, this minimalist tube build put me through the ringer. I'm going to talk about that. To our biggest pre-sale, like, sale we've ever done. Totally blown away by the amount of support. Lots of good hash on the table, too. We got Otoro, Dolly, and Picasso from Green Dot. So, a lot of fun stuff to talk about. Just waiting for this nail to cool down. And then we'll start the episode right, take a derp, and get into it. But, man, these new Bloop RBRs, I'm going to talk about these. I'm going to explain why these ones have a foot on them, why they're a little different, and how this is kind of like peak refinement RBR, and how crazy after 12 years where they are. It's just fucking nuts. They're almost 12 years. It's crazy. All right, but looks like we're about there, about ready to take a dab of some Dolly, one of my favorite Green Dot strains. They've been dropping just their best stuff lately. I swear, all the really gassy, complex terpene profiles, and I've been a little terp glutton lately. Getting all of them. Oh, this looks perfect. Wow. Oh, wow. So smooth. Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. Well, first, while I recover, let me say, whew, thank you so much, everybody that came out and supported that most recent clear presale, our final one of 2024. For the past few years, I think for most people and small business owners, it's been a pretty wild time, pretty tough times. I know a lot of fellow entrepreneurs and small business owners that they were telling me that, oh my God, I'm dying. That this holiday season would be their make or break. Their point being that it's been such a difficult few years that if this holiday season doesn't go well for them, their business may not continue throughout 2025. And that's scary and sad to see. And we were feeling some of those pressures too, because things are, it's wild times. But holy shit, y'all came out so heavy and supported us so heavy. It was my highest expectation and dream. Y'all surpassed that then some. Truly shocked and blown away. I was like, what is happening? I couldn't believe the amount of people supporting. I was just like, me and my wife were just honestly very emotional weekend. We were just like, this is insane. We didn't, you know, like, we get in our heads a lot. Most people who are creative or driven or competitive, hardworking, whatever, they have this thing inside them that says, you suck. You know, like, I think a lot of people have that. You have this inner voice sometimes. You're like, even when you do your best, you're like, fuck, I still suck. And sometimes we get trapped in that little echo chamber feeling like that. And you guys really pulled us out of there, pulled our heads out of our asses, and just made us realize there's a lot of people out there that give a fuck and really like what we're doing. and care, and we need to stop being so caught up in our own heads. Not that I'm posting online and portraying that that's how I'm feeling, but moments of privacy, like when I'm sitting there talking to my wife and business partner, I'm just I'm like, damn, dude, I feel like I suck. But I mean, I have my days. But I appreciate y'all. It made me feel really good. Made the team super hyped. Made all of us just feel like we're like, fuck, dude, we can keep being glassblowers into next year. Let's fucking go, dude. Let's keep being glassblowers. Oh my god, dude, shit's crazy. Wow, that dab, like, kind of, that was a lot. It might have been a hair warm on the top part of the barrel. It was so tasty still, though. Like, it didn't really taste warm. The flavor was super good. But I'm just kind of looking at the color of the nail, and I'm seeing how long it's taking me to recover. Which makes me feel like maybe it was just a big dab. So even though it was a little warm initially, it tasted great. But whoa, holy shit. Yeah, that was a record sale for us. That was probably our biggest. That was our biggest single pre-sale we've ever done. It was nuts. We had to close it in less than 24 hours. I thought we were going to leave it up for a few days. I was even telling people, I'm like, yeah, you have time to like go to the bank and stuff. And like I had people upset because we had to close it before they could get to the sale. And I was like, listen, I was like, you can get a piece off it, but like the Christmas window is closed. I mean, fucking basically between the sale and like my final shipping date so that stuff arrives before Christmas, it's like, it's an impressive amount of work to get done. But I've been putting pretty crazy hours in the studio. And this has always been my thing. I've always put crazy hours in. But over the past year, it's been difficult to put the same amount of hours in just because my daughter's getting to an age where she really needs her dad, like, not working all the time. And my wife needs help and stuff like that. So, like, I can't work like I did a couple years ago. I have to, like, have a weekend day where I'm spending with family and this. I can't just be, like, grinding all the time. However, in this moment right now, I need to harness that younger Evan from a few years ago, that part of me that can grind like no other. I even sent my wife some links to cots on Amazon so I get a cot here and I can just sleep here and then come visit me. But I was like, I told my wife, I was like, I love crushing. Like I get excited when I see this big of a challenge. If I'm like, I have to work 20 hours today, fuck you. I get like, I don't get sad or defeated. I don't feel like, fuck, that's my whole day. It's already planned. I get hyped. I'm like, am I capable? Can I fucking do this? Like, let's go. Like, I get excited in this weird way. Like, that looks hard. Like, let's try it. And, but the only thing that will slow me down from that grind is if my family is not stoked and not supporting me. Like, if my wife is like, oh, I wish you didn't have to work. So I wish you could take today off. And then I'm like, fuck, but thought you wanted me to grind so that we could get to this next thing or like help this person or whatever. And it's like, can't have your cake and eat it too. But in moments like right now where my wife's like, honey, go crush, I'm like, oh my dude, I can feel like the energy of the fucking planet, dude. When my wife is like, go get them, I'm like, oh fuck, dude, they don't even know. Like the boss lady just unleashed me. Like, this is, oh my, I'm getting tingles right now. I'm getting goosebumps, dude. Because I'm the grind, the levels of grind. I don't know. There's something about it. Like, dude, it's what makes you realize you're more than just this physical body, this primate animal, like living on a planet. It makes you realize that there's something else inside of you that is totally separate of this temporary biological suit that you're wearing. Like, when you grind that hard, because you can feel the biological suit getting tired and getting burnt or getting sore and wanting to quit. But the mind is just like, fuck off, dude, crush. Like, go. What are you doing? Like, and those are two separate things. They have to be. Because it's so easy for the mind to go, okay, the body's tired. We should go sit down and eat a snack and lay down maybe. But then you get to this place where you refuse. You totally dictate your narrative and going, I don't care that I'm tired. It's the same way when you, I don't know if any of you ever did this when you were kids, when you were maybe going into the basement and you were scared of the dark and you know you're scared as shit, but you're in the dark and you're like, I'm not scared. And you yell out, you're not scared. Even though you're fucking scared, you're refusing to accept that reality. You're going to create a new one through just maybe delusion. I don't know. But either way, it's fun. It's fun. It's so much more fun. My point is, I'm hyped that my wife is like, get him. Let's go. Let's crush. I really have to blow my nose. But fuck it. I'm not going to. I'm going to just live with it. I'm going to take another dab too. Let's warm this up and clean it. And then let's take a hit of this little honey jar recycler. Because these things fucking shred, dude. Like, I'm starting to figure out this glass blowing thing. Okay? Like, for real. Like, for at least the first 9 years, I was like, I have no idea. What? How did I even make that? How it happened? I can, like, think of things now and, like, plan them and make them in a level of precision that's like, dude, I think that I can just, like, make stuff. It's crazy. And this shit's functioning, like, crazy good, too. I'm like, it's just getting more and more dialed. What's happening? Like, what will next year even bring? I don't know. I guess I'm just excited. What else is there to be, right? I try the sad thing. I try the overwhelmed thing. Both pretty midzy. The angry, revenge-driven thing can be fun, but it is a slippery slope to living in a place of constantly trying to defeat some enemy, which can get you far, but it's just not, doesn't feel good. But being hyped and excited, genuinely, that's sick. I guess that's like saying blue skies are sick. Like, obviously, dude, being hyped and excited is sick. But whatever, bro. Just telling you, okay? Just telling you what I'm thinking right now. Trying to keep it fucking simple. Shit's complicated. So, like a week ago, I went up to a comedy show in Denver to see one of my favorite stand-up comedians, actually two of my favorite stand-up comedians and podcasters, and I'm going to say it right now, one of them is my friend. On multiple occasions, he said, love you, bro, and we had an adult male sleepover, not in a gay way, just, I was in Philly, that's where I was staying, his house, it was fucking sick, but either way, very trippy. I talked about this on an episode maybe back over the summer or end of summer, where like how trippy it was that going to like spend time with like Tim Butterly and Mike Rainey from the Dad Meat podcast, and then taking Tim to New York City so he could do a comedy show with Louis J. Gomez, Big J. Okerson, Ian Fidance, like all these people who have podcasts that I can constantly consume weekly. Very surreal being around all them. But either way, Tim was out here doing a show, got to see him, and then he brought out with him one of my recent like favorite podcasts over the last year I've been listening to, which is Do Rag and the Deer Tag. He brought out Drew Montana with him. And me and Drew, like I've really been like kind of like, you know when you gravitate towards something, you're not really sure why. Well, I was like really liked this podcast. I liked Drew on the podcast, like his comedy, thought it was funny. I related to it for some weird reason. Talking to Drew here, I find out me and him, like, know the same people. We're from the same area. Our phones are the same area code. Like, my best friend growing up that I would skateboard at the Fire Barn was his next door neighbor, and he knew him. And I'm like, dude, we met before when we were kids. Cause, like, at some point, or we've seen each other, something happened. Either way, it was very surreal to be like a fan of someone and then realize that maybe that we had crossed paths at some point way in the past when you were younger. But yeah, so they wanted to come down to the shop and check everything out. They had a day off kind of in between shows. So I went and picked them up from Denver, drove them down here to Colorado Springs. They fucking brought a drone pilot in with them, which was like the most interesting guy. He's also a fan of the podcast, and he just wanted to help them with any content they needed filmed. And I enjoyed him being here. He was a real trip. I got a video of him like flying his drone in here and trying to calibrate it and then like losing control and like crashing it into a wall and then hitting himself in the head. It was like a whole thing. It was pretty intense. But they brought a drone pilot in so they could hit the 13-foot bong and have a drone fly in and film it or whatever. And it was super cool just to see, like, this was my goal, is to eventually build a space where I could create art and have equipment to pursue crazy projects, but also have a space that's professional and clean enough to host people here and make content as well. And I'm like, whoa, dude. And to see when I first found out about Tim Barley was on the Matt and Shane Secret Podcast with Shane Gillis, Matt McCusker. Those boys rule as well. And I saw there was episodes where Tim was on there way back in the day, older episodes, like years ago when I was watching. And I'd be like, this dude's so fucking funny. And then like I started getting into his podcast. And then like now he's like someone I interact with. We've hung out multiple times and done things together. Like, I don't know. It's fucking cool. It's just surreal, man. Super surreal. It's crazy. All right, that's it. I'm succumbing. Give me one second. I got it. So, let me tell you what happened and why my little nose is a little stuffy. So, this piece right here, this giant piece of glass, okay? This thing put me through the ringer. This was an intense build. When you're standing over a propane fire for over 12 hours and you're inhaling propane, it has sometimes a side effect of making all your sinuses inflamed from exposure to gas, which is no good, not fun. It's like being sick but not being sick. Like you don't have that sick feeling in your like head or anything, but you have like this weird like swollen top of your mouth and your sinuses are swollen from exposure to fucking gas. Doesn't matter if you have fucking ventilation or whatever. If you're standing over a Bunsen doing technical welds for many hours and just trying to handle a complex build, you're just not even focused on like where your face is or anything. You're just fucking focused on not breaking this piece that you have so many hours in, and so much glass in, and just so much fucking, so many cuts, so much cold working, just so much. It's absurd. This was a custom order for someone, and I told my wife, I was like, I don't think I want to take on that order, and she's like, he really wants this tube, it's like, good customer, and this and that, and I'm like, okay. I was like, I can't believe I pulled the first one off. Like that was a gift from the glass gods. If I fly this close to the sun again, my wings may get fucking melted off and I may fucking plummet to my death. Like this is the type of build where it's like, it's exciting to do it once and show everyone the video and be like, yeah, I climbed Everest, but you don't need to do it again. Like we all care about you. You don't need to do it again. It's dangerous. That's how like these types of builds are sometimes. Like this thing was, yeah, the customer literally hit me up, like an issue happened, and I had to cut it apart and rebuild it. But right as the issue happened to the piece, and I was like trying to figure out what the next step was, if I had to remake it from scratch or cut it in half and remake the top of it, my wife was like, oh, the customer wants progress photos. And I was like, oh, fuck, fucking fuck, right? Fuck me, you want the progress photos, huh? Let me show you this, it's pretty cool. Here's 30 hours, gone. But, you know, after I had a fit in my own head, and because I keep it chill, dude. You ask any of my guys, keep it pretty chill. If they say anything different, they're fired. I'm just kidding. It'd be so funny if it was like that, dude. No, we keep it super chill. Because glass breaks, shit happens. It's all a very, very sensitive medium to work in. And everything we're doing at this level with these colors, these types of welds, is all experimental. It does not matter. There's no rule book or guide on how to build something like this. This is exploration. This is, you know, it's not the normal path. It is over the top. It is a lot. This is a very big piece of glass. The first one, I was shocked that someone wanted to commit to something so powerful. The second one that was ordered, I was like, are you sure? This is like, I'm going to rip it here in a second after I hit the honey jar. But it's a lot. But back to what I was saying, it was wonderful having Tim Butterly and Drew Montana visit us. If you guys, any of y'all listening, if you're from, really doesn't matter where you're from, but specifically if you're from the Northeast or the East Coast and used to stay up too late and play video games with your friends and get silly and not make sense, and you're between the ages of 25 and maybe 40, then I think that you're really going to enjoy the Tim Butterly Show, Dad Meat Podcast, or Durag and the Deer Tag. Or really anything from Good Boy Comedy Studios. They all do a really good job. Very funny stuff. We took them over to Garden of the Gods, did some activities with them, got food. It was fucking chill, dude. I was like, dude, I'm just like hanging out with people I'm fans with. Oftentimes they say, don't meet your heroes. And I would say I agree with that. It's better to have things that you like and keep that separate. You don't have to know everything about it. Just be a fan and enjoy stuff. I've been trying to do that lately. But these guys, I can be a fan of them and also be stoked to hang out with them on more of a personal and friend level too, while still maintaining being a big fan of their art. You know what I mean? Their work and the funny shit they do and their ideas. Me and Tim were talking about some crazy shit, like building a computer that's water cooled, but like making like a whole like computer that doesn't really look like a computer, that has like vortexes and tornadoes pumping through it, like a crazy like organic looking computer, gaming computer or something. He might even be like, dude, don't tell him yet. But I'm like, bro, I only get shit done if I commit to it by saying that I'm gonna do it. There's a lot of pipes and a lot of like this studio, like this whole fucking space wouldn't be here unless I told people for years, yeah, someday I'm gonna have a team and we're all gonna work together on crazy projects and have tons of tools and we're gonna have a whole facility and it'll be like the Fantasy Factory, but with like glass blowing and smoking weed and skateboarding. You know? It's like crazy. I know everything's temporary. Like, I'm just grateful we get to do it right now. It's cool. This is a cool story that I get to be a part of, and I'm stoked. So we're gonna take a hit of the honey jar. This thing's a little fucking shredder. I'm so stoked how they turned out. They have this really thick bottom foot on them, like absurdly thick for a little of a piece, but like, why not? It makes it feel so like sturdy and quality. Every single Maria on the piece is all beveled just like the foot, so they have these hard edges on them. They're more like machined and sharp looking to go with the whole feel of the new modern honey jar recyclers. These are a 12-year-old design. I've been making these since I started. There's a handful of like these two designs. These are the most like modern, probably refined versions of my original work. The Honey Jar Recycler and the Bell Recycler. The HJR and the BR, which is now the RBR, Refined Bell Recycler. Very funny when people are like, oh, like they did it's known for refining the Bell Recycler. And like they'll be like basically being like, I didn't make the Bell Recycler, I was just the one that refined it. I'm like, you understand, I refined my own design. In 2016, I was trying to find a way to make people pay attention to like these designs that weren't as dialed back in the day. But then I was like, wait, I'm going to bring more skills to them and really try to make these even better and refine them and re-release them. And I did that. And I'm really grateful it caught. But it's interesting. You know, and I don't have enough like easy access to information. I should have highlights on my Instagram page with like history about the RBR, the Bell Recycler, all these little things, like little snippets. I should make a better effort instead of just like making a comment right now, you know. There you go. Self-analyze yourself before you make a comment and you know, be like, why are people don't know or I wish people knew. I don't know. Just do better yourself, I guess. But either way, I guess a lot of people don't really know exactly what is what as far as the history of Bear Mountain and what I've been doing. Again, I've said it a million times. I still feel like I just got here, but I guess I'm definitely one of the either middle-aged or older glassblowers, not as far as actual age, but how long I've been in the scene, I guess. The glassblowing scene. It's so different now. It's wild. I mean, I love what we're doing. It's really fun. We're fucking able to pursue and do really cool shit, and we're like constantly progressing, and it's awesome. And we have our dips, we have our highs, we have our lows, but it's always like a great fucking We got a great story of fails and wins. You know, it's good. But a lot of the stuff I see on social media now, it just seems like a struggle bus. Struggle bus for a lot of people right now. I hope that this next year is better. I think that trade shows just need to be a little bit better. I'm not sure who's going to step up and do that. I'm not sure if Champs is still going to do it. They gave me a follow the other day, which made me feel like, are you guys like actually going to do a show in 2025, or is 2025 the last show? Because I know Champs announced that they were moving away from doing the pipe stuff or anything like that. They wanted to move towards, oh, wait, was that the American Glass Expo? I think that was American Glass Expo. Champs isn't going anywhere. Don't listen to me. You know, I don't have all the information. I didn't claim I did either. I'm just trying to regurgitate what I think my reality is. Oftentimes, we have a high amount of, you know, unknowns. That makes it exciting. Or just, I don't have enough information. I'm not super educated on everything. That'd be a cool, like, thing. That would be definitely the coolest superpowers, to just, like, be, like, super smart. Like, know, like, everything. It'd also be a curse. Definitely think it'd be a curse to know everything. That's why I see like people, and I don't know if I ever talked about it here, but like there's certain influencers or maybe scientists or doctors out there that are influencers that know a lot about like the human body or like what's good or what's bad for you. And like if you knew like everything, like there's certain people like that Andrew Huberman guy, like with how much he knows. Like, he knows, like, the weirdest things, like, how much sunlight is good and bad for you, and, like, what type of sun you should be getting at what angle. Like, I would assume he walks outside and then just sees things, like, the angle of the sun. He's like, oh, I'm dying faster because the angle of the sun, it's not the right light for me right now. And then he sees, like, a blade of grass, and he's like, oh, no, that's not the right grass. It puts off this type of chemical when it's cut, and it's being cut right now. I'm dying faster. Like, would you be having a panic attack just knowing everything that's not good for you? I like the idea of knowing enough to make it through the week, because too much information can be paralyzing too. Even though it would be cool to know everything, dude, it's a double-edged sword. You know, I want to have my cake and I want to eat it too, dude. I want. Just don't mind me. I'm just talking while I'm trying to heat up this nail, get it set for some function. Yeah, dude. You know, still taking dabs, still doing internet stuff. Social media, Instagram's been better than it has been in years. I don't know if they're loosening up on their guidelines. I don't want to jinx it, because I'm sure it'll get shitty again. But maybe next year, social media regulations will loosen up so that they can compete with apps. Other apps that have less regulation. You know what I mean? I don't know. I wonder. I do think there should be some regulation. Obviously, like, I have a 6-year-old. I don't want her being able to just, like, see videos of people drinking alcohol or smoking weed. Like, it's not appropriate. How do we do that, right? It's almost like maybe kids shouldn't have social media. I don't know. But if we tell them not to, then they're definitely going to do it. That's the crazy thing. I got time. She's 6, dude. I got fucking time. We can figure it out, right? God, I hope so. I have a little girl that is powerful, dude. I'm like, whoa, you're like your mom, but like different. Like, she's got something else in her that makes her even more powerful, which is terrifying. Because already, I thought I met the most powerful woman. Now I'm like raising this thing that was made by the most powerful woman. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a sensitive man. What will I do? Guess I'll have to take another dab and just be a shit sponge so everyone feels better. You know, you gotta play your role in the household. I'm just trying to do a good job. I'm just scared because I got some powerful ladies in my life. They're intimidating. Yeah, I often, you know, look at them like a like a tiger. It's beautiful, but don't get too close. It may eat you. But you can observe it from a distance. Go, wow, look at that thing. It's pretty. Sick. I'm just going to sit over here and smoke hash where it's safe. Now, I'm an overworked, exhausted, stressed out father. So, of course, if I was sleeping 8 hours a night, eating mostly meat again, and I do work out 3 times a week, but if I was doing like 5 days a week, lifting hard and listening to a lot of like self-empowerment stuff, I'm sure I'd be like, these ladies don't tell me what to do. But never really been my personality. I'm more like, what do you guys want to do? Because whatever we got to do, so everyone's just chill. Because I just don't want to deal with everyone not having fun. And I don't want people being fake either, obviously. But it sucks when everyone's not having a good time. Because then I feel like, oh my God, you know, this has nothing to do with glass. I'm not going to get into it. But basically, I'm a huge baby. That's my point. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm a huge, sensitive baby. But what can you do? It's what it is. My best friends growing up were all girls. My next door neighbors were 3 sisters that I spent almost every day with, hanging out, best buds. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I'm a little sensitive. That's why I don't interact with drama on social media, because I get sensitive, dude. I don't want to overreact on someone that's just having fun trying to pick on me. I don't want to be a big baby and make it weird. Come on. All right. Minimalist tube. Let's talk glass again. Don't worry. Sorry. I'm just sleep deprived, and I just ripped a dab of Otoro, which is this fucking crazy, crazy terps of wasabi sour diesel. Like, oh man, dude, this grind has been sick though. I gotta say, when I'm this sleepy, like, things are so sick. I don't know why. I think it's because it's like hard to get stressed out. I guess here's what it is. I've explained it 1,000 fucking times. When you stay up way too late when you're younger with your boys, maybe you've been playing video games, maybe you've been whatever, it's like 1 or 2 in the morning, and you get into that giggly, you can't sleep phase of the night where everything's funny and everything's fun and you never want it to end. That's where the sweet zone of sleep deprivation is. And again, we've talked about this before, it's a slippery slope. Eventually, you fall into that constant headache and you feel like the world's ending. That's when you need to go take a nap. But there is an in-between phase where everything is pretty silly. And with a little bit of help from the terps, it gets extra silly. So the customer that ordered this wanted a blue and purple. They wanted like the marina and the like royal jelly kind of look. Like, so it has that like transparent, but still has like really a opalescence glow to it. Like, and he wanted it alternating from that blue to purple, and this is kind of what I came up with. He wanted the minimalist tube, and my God, that last, this is gonna be rough, this last dab on this. We haven't even got to the recycling cavalier. Oof. How much time do I got? I don't wanna, oh fuck, dude, I gotta go, we gotta move. I don't wanna make this episode too long on you guys. All right. So I did a couple little changes to the tube, but overall, it's like the same thing as the last minimalist tube. It's a hair taller. But yeah, super stoked how it turned out. The function is amazing on this one. I'll do some dry pulls on it, and then I can toss a nail in here. Oh my God, I'm so sore. My body. I'm still trying to be fit. I'm still working out, but my God. I don't know if it's doing anything. I've already taken 2 dabs out of this, but look at the fucking bubbles. It looks like fucking soda in there or something. It's like carbonating the water. Soda. Soda. Dude, why'd I say it like that? I think that's crazy. Well, yeah, I think this thing is about fucking maybe 24 inches tall. It's a monster. Let's warm up the nail, and I'll take a little derp on it. We'll check out some actual function with, hold on, microphone. Did I loosen you up too much? Yeah, but we'll check out some actual function. There we go. All right. But yeah, overall, it's been a wonderful, wonderful couple weeks. I feel really grateful for the experiences. Been blowing a lot of glass. We had a really, really good sale. Like, damn. And so much has happened. It's good. It's good. I feel like it's a nice way to end the year, especially such an intense year, such a crazy year. We lost Brando earlier this year, moved back to Texas. There was just so much happening, like, in the economy and crazy shit. Like, it's just, and then, like, trying to get certain supplies or tools or access to things was difficult this year for how much we needed. Like, getting our graphite joint holders to drop doers was a whole thing. There's been a lot of different things that happened. I'm like, God, we expanded this year. We doubled the size of our business. I did a full fucking remodel on a 1,800 square foot warehouse with front offices and everything. And I built an addition in it with cold working room, and then upstairs is like a loft, like sitting area where you can hit the 13 foot bong. And just, I always forget about that part. That's like a big deal. That's like a huge thing. Like, that's crazy, dude. That was this year. What the fuck? I gotta chill out next year. I gotta just blow glass, man. I gotta chill out. Yeah, I definitely just gotta blow some glass and try not to go too crazy. Damn, this thing is so nuts. Such a crazy piece. Alright. See what happens here. Can't wait to see the slide on it too. Now I gotta clean it after this episode and get it ready to go get some photos done. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so I probably won't do photos till next week. It's crazy that the holidays are already here like this. My family's like ready to just chill, and I'm like ready to go to the moon, dude. I'm like, let's fucking explore, dude. Let's go so far. I don't know. I want to have an epic, legendary pursuit of something while I'm at an age that I'm capable of pursuing it. And, you know, talk to some people, and they might be like, oh, dude, you're already doing it. And I'm like, I just feel like I feel like we can pursue really, like, even crazier shit, dude. Dude, this piece is just so, I'm so happy it's done. My God. Epic battle. So much glass, so much color and clear, and so many cuts on so many different like perks and splash guards, and yeah. A lot. Yeah, I was definitely feeling like yesterday was one of those days where you're like, or at least where I was like, it reminded me of skateboarding, honestly. It reminded me of like when I couldn't land a trick and you want to like stomp your board, or you like want to just go home. You're like, fuck today, I'm done skateboarding. But then you think about what happens once you get home. You're like, I'm just going to sit there pissed off and irritated. Like, then you're like, then you realize you're like, no, I need to keep skateboarding until something, I do something. I can be like, hey, you did something today. You kind of, that might just be me. I don't know. But this piece pushed me to that limit for sure, where I had to walk away for a minute and I was like ready to just go trash it and just refund to the person. But I was like, it's the point of it all. I can't, it's so midsy to be a quitter. It's so not cool. I'd rather just fucking fail than, it's just weird. I don't know. How do you make your kids, like, that's a big thing too. With my kid, I'm like, how do I make sure she doesn't, like, want to just quit games and stuff? I guess it's natural sometimes to feel like quitting. But, like, how do you keep someone in the game long enough where they can get the benefits of not quitting? You know what I mean? Like, where you can be like, whoa, I didn't quit and I saw what I was capable of. like that shit. That's the cool shit that I want friends, family, loved ones, my daughter. I want everyone to experience that of feeling like ready to quit, right on the line of quitting, and then you don't. And then you succeed. Or even if you fail, it's like you didn't fucking quit. Holy shit, these fucking child safety locks. Crazy on them now. Some Dolly here. It's going to be a long day here at work. I'm going to be way more stoned than normal. I think, oh yeah, I'm making something really hard and challenging and stressful today. Perfect. So I'll be plenty high for that. Well, definitely plenty. Especially if we get to that recycling cavalier. We have to at least talk about it. Oh, this is going to be, honest, I'm sorry. It says 550. This temperature's been reading a little funny. I'm going to rewarm it a little bit. I don't want to sit here. All this work and talking and to not get a decent hit on this beautiful piece of glass would be a shame. Yeah. So I have some stuff, like right now I'm obviously working on that big clear pre-sale finishing. That's all I'm going to be working on until I have a very small color drop right before Christmas of just like some Incalma work and some nano RBRs. It's like maybe 10 or 12 pieces. It's mega small. But it's stuff that I had worked on previously to the clear pre-sale, and then this last couple of days before Thanksgiving while we were waiting for materials and certain things to get here to get the pre-sale going. But yeah, so I have a few pieces that are going to be available here before Christmas. Some really unique ones, some crazy shit, some new colors from Molten Aura that we made. So we took some of that, like Electrum, which is that color that looks like metal, and we put yellow opal over it, and we made gold, and then we put gold purple over it and made a metallic purple, and then Incalmed it out with black. Looks insane. All right. Let's see here. Let's turn her a little bit like this so we have the two drains on camera. We will do a hand check just to make sure because I'm a little scared. Seems perfect, honestly. Terp snaps through the tube. Wow. Oh, tell you what. Oh, that is a pipe. Right there. A lot of people say that if they had a time machine, they go back to Egypt or some other place in time. I don't know. They'd go back to maybe 2010, right before I was a glassblower. I think I would go into the garage I was living in. I think I would sneak up behind myself. And while I was scraping a resin bowl and just bring this out and be like, dude, look what we make in the future. Dude, I would like, I think it would fuck up the timeline because I don't think I'd be able to even comprehend how that would be made by me in the future, that I would be so focused on how I was going to do it that I wouldn't realize it was glass blowing. I would be like, no, it's some sort of space technology. I have no idea. This is like, it's so funny when you just kind of organically fall into something and discover stuff. Yeah, dude. Okay. Enough. Enough of you. Get out of here. Okay. This is a big ass piece. We'll make it quick. This was one of the clear presale pieces on this year's presale. Every year we have one yearly presale where I put basically our entire catalog plus a few one of one specialty pieces. This was one of the specialty ones. This is the clear version of the Recycling Cavalier. It has a 14 millimeter joint in it, female, with a, I love the perk in this. It's like a ball inside this ball shape. It's gridded out. It is a 16 hole or 16 slit. And then it has the 4-slit blooper disc here. These do bloop really nice. Because of this expanded chamber up here, it creates a reservoir of water above it that really activates a nice bloop function while also giving you a beautiful vortex. We did the sandblasting really subtly on the small part of the stem here. And if you see the drain here, it penetrates through this halo. This halo here is connected back through this drain. That's all set up like that. So just in case if water does pull into the mouthpiece, if you like higher water level, it doesn't go in your mouth. It just drains right back down into the base of the piece. This is a two-piece pipe. It just comes off the stand right here. The stand is like made with 75x5 mil wall. Yeah, you shouldn't even have to grab it. The stand's so fucking heavy. Yeah, there we go. But yeah, the stand is made with a 75x5 mil wall. It has two like super thick, like half-inch thick beveled Marias. And that joint on there is solid glass. That's not like a welded on hollow thin wall joint. That's a solid piece of glass. And then this fucking joint on the front of this is handmade. It's like 6 mil wall beveled huge fucking doer. Not doer, but huge fucking female joint. Whoa, that dab on that thing, that got me. These absolutely shred though. See if I can. Also the square mouthpiece. I mean, it's a very fun feel the way you like to hold these, like, because you kind of just grab this down here as like your, at least that's how I like to hold. You can hold it like however, but like I like to hold it right down there so I can see all the function. But yeah, let's see here. You can see that, like, I know you're looking at the tornado probably first, but if you watch this section, you'll see that, like, kind of like the almost like dropping down water level after I stop hitting it. So that's that, you know, the name bloop, you know, the sound, whoever named it that first. That's the thing with like the RBR ones, real quick. These have the same perk in them essentially, but they don't like do a lot of blooping. The perk just works so well though. It just feels great. Like it's almost like I took a perk that had an intended function to be a blooper. I put it in these and it gives a totally different hit in the way it shreds. Yeah, it's just, so I call these the bloop RBRs, but they don't like bloop a ton unless you run like a lot of water. And the water level you'd have to run for it to really bloop hard is probably above the blooper. But it's using the blooper perk. And that's why it's called that. But real quick too, why these have a foot is because these have a more slender can. Last year's versions had the slender cans too. So being that they are like, they're not super tall, but they're like, if the base is that narrow, it's too tall for it to be like super stable. So this year I was like, well, I learned, I think I went to a siren class this year too, maybe. No way. Was that this year or last year? Really? Good God. My wife says we haven't done anything. I'm like, I feel like I'm dying. We must have done something. We must have done something because I feel terrible. But it's sick. All right. So I beveled the foot. Just like the mouthpiece, but the reason these have a foot now is because I think to really appreciate this design, it needs to be skinnier. So I made it even skinnier than last year's. And then I put the foot on it so it can be nice and stable. But yeah, I'm so just stoked how these turned out. These shred super hard and they're really scientific feeling, but like Bear Mountain-esque, like everything about it, like just stoked on it. Those are new. Those are essentially too, like the Puffco Peak Tops are like set up just like this. They just have the, obviously the smoke comes from the bottom up through the center of the perk, whereas this just comes right through the top down into it like a traditional RBR. Wow. Well, I tried today. I think we did pretty good. It was fun. I'm very stoned. Yeah, good times. But one thing I'd say coming up next year, wait till you guys see the small mini version of these in full color, the refined, like the desk version, the version you just have on your in your study, chilling on your decks next to your inkwell. You know what I'm saying? Like, very, like, the colors I'm going to go with, I'm going to do, like, a drop of, like, these scaled way down, smaller base, everything's smaller, but very thick, stable, heavy still, all beveled out, but full color. The beautiful thing about these pre-sales is it gives me opportunity to test ideas and see what people think, and then take that idea and implement it into a full color version that's typically smaller, depending on the intent of the design. Sometimes I want to go bigger just for shock and awe, but I think that these, if I can get them really small with a little base, I think they'll be really, really, really cool. I think people will be hyped on them. Because, yeah, you can throw a nail on them too. This is the reason to. Real quick, sorry, God. Sorry, trying. So many things, I forget. This is, like, even with this giant nail, you can put a nail on it and, like, that way you can warm it up and let it, like, chill so you don't have to, like, lean it on something because it's full of water and it's round on the bottom. So I was thinking, I had a welder working on metal stands and I was like, I don't know. And then I thought of this and I was like, this looks really fucking cool. And now I'm like, what about a mini, like a really small version? But yeah, either way, more to come. January should be fun. The cold winter months, making heady bongs. And I hope you guys have an awesome Thanksgiving, or had, I guess, at this point. And yeah, coming up in December, one more final color drop. All the clear is done. If you want some clear, I know Stoke just got an order. I know that, who else? Did anyone else just get one? I know our Argentina shop did, but I don't know how that works. I think that's just for local peoples. Either way, stoked. They definitely just got an order. And I think, actually, I know Vape Loft in Denver is going to be getting an order in December, too, of some clear. So, if you missed the clear presale, hit up Stoked or Vape Loft. I'm going to start trying to promote the shops more because there's definitely people that want the glass, obviously. And I can send them towards the shops. If we don't have it, shops might have it. Sign up for that newsletter at bmsclass.com. I'm talking slow. I'm really done. I'm done. All right, you guys rule. Episode 160. We did it. Wow. A lot. Aja, I'm sorry you have to rewatch this end part, dude. That was a lot. Damn, dude. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Fuck, dude. Too stoned.